Tristan. Thanks a lot for your having me back on. Good to see you again, George.
Yep, good to see you.
Yeah, what we're doing here, Tristan, Nebraskans for Founders Values has worked with some folks out in Ohio to promote a movie. It's a documentary that shows how the battle that we fought with the state school board is not an isolated incident. And this whole thing is being orchestrated by some very powerful and influential organizations within our country. Some of them being, of course, the National Education Association, Planned Parenthood, and an infamous gentleman, I use the term loosely, George Soros. And so the goal here is to change the social structure, the social mores and values of our culture through the schools.
And so, you and I have talked about this off air many a times, Ed, but I don't think we've talked about it on air a whole lot together, and you and I could fill hours discussing it, and one of these days we'll have to. But the battle of the family is fully underway currently. The family is under attack in so many ways, but now this is an example of how our children, the most vulnerable of all family members, are under attack.
You're absolutely right, Tristan. And, of course, the family has been under attack since the early 60s. And we saw some of the taboos virtually erased from our society, in the early 60s, late 50s. Divorce was a rarity. And today, something like half of the children that are growing up in our country are growing up in a home that doesn't have their biological father or biological mother, one or the other. And so this whole thing is titrated down now, the last 60 years, to where children don't have the guidance oftentimes that maybe you and I grew up with. And the schools sometimes have to a certain extent become surrogate parents. And our school system today, and I'm not disparaging any teacher at all, but a lot of this stuff is incorporated into the texts. There's a man by the name of Howard Zinn, who's a known Marxist, who has taken it upon himself to rewrite some of the history of our country. And particularly Christopher Columbus is one of the people that he's attacked. And so our kids are being taught this at a very, very early age. And I don't know about you, George, but I'm a little older than you are, I think. But
I don't know about that.
Well, maybe not. We'll have to
kind of young yet to me.
compare notes someday. But when we were growing up, I believe I can say this as a we were taught to love our country. We were taught to respect law enforcement. We were taught to respect our elders. We were taught to be courteous and take care of our fellow man. That was part of the ethos that we grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
By and large, that's been eviscerated from our culture. I think we live in a kind of a sheltered area out here in western Nebraska where the very values that, you know, we grew up with and cherished, I think for the most part have been retained. But there's a definite attempt to change who we are as a people.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the goals of this movie is to bring to light some of the, I guess I want to use the word nefarious, attempts to just literally change the structure of our culture. And one of the reasons for having this movie right now is, interestingly enough, in Nebraska, we have pornography laws that define what pornography is very clearly, and pornography may not be shown to young people. To do so would be a violation of a state statute.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's all well and good, but interestingly enough, when pornography is used in an educational setting, the pornographic material loses that moniker, and so it becomes perfectly legitimate to use it in an educational setting. We have some senators right now that have recognized this as an issue. There is legislation working its way through our legislature in Lincoln to change that definition so that pornography is pornography, regardless where it's shown, regardless of how it's being used or not used. It's still an immoral promotion, and it should not be there. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons why this movie is actually being offered in North Platte at this time.
Was this a Nebraska movie, or is this a national movie? Or
actually, George, this movie, I think, was produced in Ohio.
Okay.
And interestingly enough, there are, I think, three, maybe four people in the movie that were interviewed for the movie that are actually Nebraska residents.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yes, and it's interesting because our fight with the state school board became a national issue. Mm-hmm. And so the people that have produced this movie recognize the fight that we were engaged in and still are mm-hmm. engaged in Nebraska, and they spoke with some of those people and incorporated their conversations in the movie.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, you're talking about the fight with the school board over the health standards, expanded health standards, which included sex education at a young age, right?
Very young age, George. Okay. And interestingly enough, some of the pages out of that so-called standard were directly copied out of a CECAS manual, which was a manual that was produced in the early 1960s that dealt with the very topic I mentioned earlier, changing the culture and the society through the sexual mores of the people. And it was promulgated by Planned Parenthood, of course, being one, and also... The Rockefeller Foundation were big producers or supporters of this production. Hmm. And so it's very graphic material. Most would call it obscene. Mm-hmm. And of course, what they're promoting is it destroys the very fabric of our culture, the family.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you're bringing a movie to town. This is the Protect Children Coalition, or the Nebraskans for Founders Values. Tell us a little bit about those groups.
Well, the Protect Nebraska Children Coalition really got wound up with the fight to protect our children from the health standards, George. Mm-hmm. Okay. It was a coalition of people, like-minded people, that recognized that...
Organized through that... controversy.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, like banded together.
Exactly. And so they kind of helped orchestrate the statewide fight against the health standards, which, interestingly enough, at our candidate seminar out at the fairgrounds here, mm-hmm. what, 3 weeks ago now, George, maybe?
Yeah, maybe a little longer than that. Yeah. It's been a while.
Almost a month.
I can't remember, but yeah, I think 3 weeks.
Okay,
yeah.
Our current state school board member made an interesting comment where he said that, well, the health standards are temporarily shelved means that we're going to back up and take another run at this. So we have to be vigilant.
And is it a coincidence, Ed? I'm just asking your opinion here, but is it a coincidence that those are shelved during an election year?
Well, one would wonder.
Yeah. It's a head-scratcher, ladies and gentlemen, something to take into consideration. But
one would wonder. And, you know, I don't know about the people that are listening or even you, George and Tristan, but I know for myself, when life is good and things are going my way, I kind of lose my vigilance, and
that's human nature, I think, to a point.
Well, it must be when
well,
I
well, we're blessed in this country in so many ways,
especially in the state.
Yeah, and we tend to take some of the things that we have for granted and think, oh, that system's taking care of us somehow, and well, I won't worry about that. I don't have to worry about that. But then something like this slaps you in the face, and you know when these this philosophy of education, I'll call it, first came to my attention years ago. I thought, man, this is controversial stuff. I hope it gets a good public airing. And, you know, in some ways it hasn't. People learn a little bit about it here, a little bit about it there. But when this happened with the state school boards, like a whole bunch of people just kind of raised an uproar. And a lot of people learned about what's going on then.
And I think you're absolutely right, George. I'm really remiss in not mentioning the blessings that we enjoy in this country. We are an absolutely unique country in the whole world. Mm-hmm. We enjoy freedoms and liberties that heretofore man has never known. and women. And so we need to be vigilant, as I said, to protect them. And George, you're right. This battle's been going on for a long time. As we get deeper and deeper into it, we're witnessing almost a chaotic situation in our society.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to the Mass this morning on the radio, and people want order. We're made for order. God is ordered, and he has a very ordered creation. And when it becomes disordered, we lose our boundaries. We lose our moorings, and that's when we have violence and wars.
Thursday evening is when this documentary will be shown at the DNN Event Center, Ed. Free to attend, but RSVP is encouraged and must be 18 years of age to attend. Is that right?
I think it's 18, yes, Tristan. And it's there's not going to be any pornographic or obscene material shown. But
nothing inappropriate, but it's going to be factual information.
It's going to be factual information. And quite frankly, we want to protect the innocence of the young.
Mm-hmm. And some of this is going to be hard to stomach, too. I mean, this is not going to be necessarily enjoyable in some ways. This is informational.
Very informational, and it's a very fast movie. I mean, it goes very quickly. It'll keep your attention, and the whole intention is to get people engaged.
Mm-hmm.
We have an election coming up. It's very important that we know the people we're voting for, and we need to know that those people that we mark the X for support the very values and ideologies that we live by.
You're kind of officially co-hosting this event with one of those political candidates, right?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about Elizabeth and the partnership that you two have been able to form. Of course, Elizabeth Tettmeyer, one of the candidates for state school board that has been making a lot of rounds campaigning throughout the vast area in which she's running to represent. She'll be joining us sometime this month to discuss her candidacy officially, but tell us about the partnership that you and Elizabeth have formed, Ed.
Well, Elizabeth, I didn't know Elizabeth until maybe 8 months ago, and I don't even know who introduced me to her, but she's a great lady, a great family lady. They've got a wonderful family. Her husband actually is the IT guy at the public schools. Elizabeth has recognized that there's serious issues in our schools today, and it transcends the local jurisdiction. And so she became really engaged, I think, with the whole health standards. She's got an interesting background where she is a teacher.
Yeah.
And I'm not so sure she doesn't have a master's degree and did some homeschooling with children as well, raising a family. So she's got firsthand experience of what's going on.
Firsthand experience in a number of aspects, not only as a mother, but as an educator as well.
Absolutely. She's been a teacher and still is a teacher,
mm-hmm.
Teaching her children at home in a homeschool situation. So I think she has the qualifications to be a very, very good and effective voice on the state school board. One of the state school board members actually resigned, and the governor appointed a man by the name of Penner.
Yeah, Kurt. He's been here on the program before, actually. It's been a couple of years, but I've interviewed Kurt. He's a nice man.
He's a very, he's a courageous man. He's not afraid to stand up and say no.
He's not afraid to go against the grain.
He's not.
Courageous, I think, is the perfect adjective for him.
And so we need other people like him on our state school board to begin to rein in the power and not only just rein in the power, but refocus the direction of the school board, the state school board, such that they truly have what's best for our children and our country at heart.
Absolutely. So, Ed, if folks want to learn more about this, it is making its rounds on social media, but for folks that aren't on social media, how can they learn more and possibly attend Thursday evening?
Well, you certainly can give me a call. I'm going to be on the road a good part of the day, so if you want to give me a call, I can certainly visit with you. My phone number is 530-2862. That's the primary means of contacting. On the flyer, it says RSVP. That certainly is not a requirement. If you want to come, suit up and show up is what I say. We're not going to turn anybody away. We'll have extra chairs that we can place for anybody that wants to come.
DN Event Center Thursday evening for this event. Ed, thank you so much for the work that you and Elizabeth have done in bringing this to our community and in making sure the public is knowledgeable about what's going on.
Well, thank you, Tristan. We, as George said, we live in a wonderful country. We live in a wonderful state. We live in this wonderful city of North Platte. And our community has values and ideologies that are very, very cohesive, and we need to make sure that we protect them.
Absolutely. George, thanks, Ed. George and I will continue the local conversation next on KODY's Mugs in the Morning, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome.